name is Ola. I'm a nutritional therapist. My company is called Positive Vitality. So what I do, I help people in achieving optimum health through dietary and lifestyle changes and also natural supplements, which I have with me here today. So my talk today is called Optimum Nutrition for Optimum Health. You will find out from this talk about the importance of nutrients and the dangers of nutrients deficiencies. I will explain you what are the main rules of healthy eating. So if you get that right, I'm sure you can improve your health up to 99%. Then I will also tell you how you can easily implement those dietary rules to your busy daily routine. I will be also talking about healthy lifestyle, because wellness is not only about diet, it's also important how we live. So the lifestyle is also very important. Then at the end, I will tell you why is it important to be eating healthy. So a little bit of motivational tips. So let's start with the importance of the nutrients. So eating a balanced diet is vital for our good health and well-being. And we need a variety of food providing different nutrients for our bodily function. So the nutrients can be divided into macronutrients, which are proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and micronutrients, which are vitamins, minerals, and water. And we need to make sure that all of those are in our diet to achieve an optimum health, because all of those has a different function. So for example, carbohydrates are essential for providing energy, for fueling our central system. They prime fat metabolism. Proteins are a building blocks of our tissues, necessary for the muscles and our bodily organs. They can also be converted into energy, and then fat provides long-term energy. It carries the vitamins and minerals around the body, and it's also a great energy source, providing the long-term energy. Minerals, there's lots of minerals and vitamins, and all of them have a special function in our body. So they are important, for example, for healthy bones, for transporting oxygen, for healthy heart, metabolism, immune system, for producing hormones. Basically every mineral and every vitamin has a certain function in our body. That's why it's very important to have a nutrients-rich diet that will provide all the vitamins and minerals, because if there's something missing, then the body cannot function like it's supposed to. Both micronutrients and micronutrients deficiency, it's health threatening. So they may negatively affect all the bodily system. In some of the nutrients are missing, they will negatively affect our immune system, skin and hair, our metabolism, nervous system, muscles, digestive organs, reproductive organs, respiratory organs, and blood, like for example anemia. So like you can see, the whole body, everything in our body is affected if there's some nutrients missing in our diet. Chronic nutritional deficiency, if it lasts for a prolonged time, it can lead to chronic illness. So here I have mentioned only some of the illnesses that are directly related to chronic nutritional deficiency, but this is not all, because actually everything comes back to our gut. If there's some deficiency, it will affect everything. So some of the diseases that are directly related to nutritional imbalances are coronary heart disease, stroke, hypertension, atherosclerosis, obesity, type 2 diabetes, sometimes of cancer, gallbladder disease, dementia, and anemia. How can we prevent that? What are the main rules of an optimum healthy diet? First of all, this is my main, the most important rule, it's to eat a whole food diet. The whole foods are the foods that haven't been processed or they have been minimally processed. So they wouldn't be packaged and they would not contain all the preservatives, additives, colorings, sugar, trans fat, which are usually in a packaged food to extend storing period. So the whole food will be high in nutrients, fiber, antioxidants, but they will not contain contain all the crap that we don't want in our foods. The easiest way to eat a whole food diet is to get your food as close to the source as possible. Get your vegetables at the farmer's market, get your fish in a fish shop, get your meat at the butcher. If you do your shopping this way, you can be sure that your food will be fresh, nutrients rich, and that will not contain all the preservatives, pesticides, and all those things that are very harmful. The second rule is to avoid the processed foods. The processed foods are not natural to our body, so our body don't really know how to deal with it. Therefore, processed food might cause some reaction, like overstimulated immune system. They may contribute to toxic liver overload. They may contribute to hormonal problems, cause inflammation, and also the processed foods, they contain basically no nutrients, only the empty calories. So not only we will harm our body by eating a processed food, but also we will gain on weight because we just provide our body with the empty calories that are stored in a fat tissue instead of being used for our bodily function. If you have to buy processed foods, always make sure that you read the ingredients list. Check for the added salt, added sugar, but also read the exact ingredient list, and if you will see that there's lots of additives, colorings, preservative, it this, it that, or the stuff that you cannot even spell, then just don't buy it, because this is just something not natural, and our body will not make use of this. Healthy food swaps. So changing our diet to more healthy diet, for some of us at the beginning, it seems like something overwhelming and very confusing, and we don't know where to start, and we think, oh my god, I need to change everything completely, and lots of people quit because of that. The easiest way to start eating healthy is to find a healthy food swaps for the unhealthy food that we are eating. And also, you don't need to change it completely and from eating like a cornflakes start eating superfood smoothie for your breakfast. You can do that gradually, so just healthier alternative and another healthier, and basically if you do that gradually, it will also easier become a habit, and you will get used to this new taste and new flavors, and you will see like your taste buds are changing, and then after a while you will realize that you actually like the healthy food more than the unhealthy, and the sugar will taste much more sweeter than it used to. Some of the food swaps that you can do, it's for example substitute your flour with almond flour or coconut flour. Substitute margarine and seeds oil with butter, olive oil, coconut oil. Substitute sugar with natural sweetener. My favorite sweetener is dates, because they are in the most natural form, so body will make a good use of it. Instead of toast for a breakfast, have a smoothie. Instead of bread sandwich, you can wrap your sandwich in some lettuce leaves, for example. Drink water instead of salt. Instead of having burger and fries, just have a burger with a salad. Simple substitutes like this. And of course, something that you enjoy eating as well. The next rule is to have a rainbow on the plate. More colors on the plate, more nutrients you will find over there, and also your plate will look very appetizing if it has all the beautiful colors. Introducing a variety of fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices will greatly improve the nutrient status of your meal. What I also recommend to my client is to try new foods, and for example, try a different piece of fruit or vegetable every week to increase the variety and the colors of the foods that we are eating. Fruits, vegetables, herbs, and spices are also very rich in fiber and antioxidants, which are essential for maintaining good health and in disease prevention. Balance your meals. So, like I said at the beginning, our meals should contain carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals. So, by balancing all the micronutrients nutrients, you will also balance your blood sugar level, because if you consume, for example, carbohydrates on its own, they will spike your blood sugar level. So it is very important to combine carbohydrates with proteins and fat to balance your blood sugar level, and then introduce all the vitamins and minerals that will give you extra energy boost and extra health boost. So here I have a food pyramid, which is a healthy food pyramid, because the food pyramid that we all know, at the very bottom, it contains all the simple carbohydrates like bread, pasta, rice. This food pyramid, you don't have that, because we actually don't need those in our diet. Water is extremely important, so we should make sure that we drink a lot of water. Then the second place after this is vegetables, so have abundance of different kinds of vegetables, a portion of meat and fish, a portion of fruits, nuts and oils, and a little bit of spices. If you make sure that your plate contains all of these ingredients, you can be sure that you have all of the macro and micronutrients that your body needs to be healthy. How to get the proportion right? How I usually do it is to cover half of my plate with vegetables. Those are the healthiest form of carbohydrates, all the veggies that you like. Half or one quarter of the plate with a protein source, fish, meat, eggs, cheese, and one quarter is for the healthy fat, so avocado, olive oils, nuts, seeds. So basically, if your plate will look like this, those are the healthy proportion that will not only improve your health, but also by eating this way, it's not possible to gain weight. Downsize your dishes. Our dishes has increased in size from 8.5 inches in 1960s to 12 inches in 2009. So like you can see, the difference is much bigger, and this is of course promoting overeating and consumption of much more calories that we supposed to eat. The same amount of food at a small plate, it looks very little at the big plate, so we will just fill the plate even more and eat more just because it looks like there's not enough food, but actually we don't need that much food. So this is a very good idea to get back to the old fashioned plate size. Now I would like to give you some tips how you can save time and money by eating healthy, because healthy eating doesn't need to be complicated. It also doesn't need to be expensive or stressful. We can make it very easy. At the beginning, before we have a better feeling of what's healthy and what's not, I would advise for you to plan ahead what you will be eating. So find a good cookbook or a website with recipes. I have lots of recipes on my website which are very easy, and this is also important to choose recipes that are easy, that have only few ingredients, and that you can be sure that you can get them somewhere locally. Also, I would choose maybe 2-3 recipes and then cook more of it and eat over the duration of the week. So get the recipe together, put them in your weekly meal plans, check what ingredients you need, make your shopping list accordingly, buy all the ingredients that you need, and then make some time to prepare it. So spend your Saturday or Sunday afternoon in a kitchen, cook lots of food, and this will save you time then over the duration of the week. Simple and nutritious, so consider the foods that need not much preparation, that can be eaten raw, steam, or lightly panned, fried. Choose concentrated source of nutrients like sprouts, fermented foods, superfoods, herbs, and spices that need hardly any preparation, and if you add it to your food, it will increase the nutritional value of your food. So even if you have to buy some food and it's maybe not necessary that healthy, you can buy also get some sprouts or some herbs and spices and put it over the food, and then the nutritional value of your food will be bigger. Cook in bulk, very easy to do. You just have to multiply the ingredients by as many portions as you need. You can make 2-3 meals over the weekend and then eat it every second or third day. You can also have the leftover from your dinner for your lunch the next day. Or if you eat the same meal, just make a different type of veggies or different salad, and you will make the same food looking a little bit different. The foods that you can cook in bulk is, for example, cooking a whole chicken instead of only chicken breast. And when you compare the price, buying the whole chicken is much cheaper than buying separate chicken parts. And when you cook the whole chicken, you can eat it over 3 or 4 days. You can make a big pot of curry or soup or stew. You can, for example, chop extra veggies for your, and when they have it in a soup, the second they have it as a stir fry. You can make more of smoothies or shakes and keep it in a fridge. It's really not complicated, and if you make it more the first time, then it saves you time over the duration of the week. Nutrients in a capsules. Sometimes it is difficult to obtain all the nutrients from our diet, especially in the times that we are living now, because the soil is so depleted because of all the pesticides that are used, and it's really difficult to get all the nutrients we need from the diet. So for example, to get your daily dose of omega-3, you would have to eat a big portion of salmon 3 times a day. So it's sometimes a good idea to add some natural food supplement to your diet. I find superfood powders very good for that in a smoothie, which contains extract of organic fruit and vegetables, enzyme, antioxidants. So this is the best multivitamin you can get, because your body will be able to absorb it, because it's only from natural ingredients, and then it will make a good use of that. So I wouldn't be using supplements that you can buy in Tesco or in pharmacy, because they are usually in a form of tablet which has lots of binders and fillers, and actual nutrients it's maybe like 1%, and also it will be poor quality, so it will be not very well absorbed. Spending more for a good quality supplement may actually bring some benefits, especially in the people that suffer from nutrients insufficiency symptoms or from nutrients low nutrients related disease. Optimum lifestyle and supporting nutrients. Like I mentioned at the beginning, our general health and wellness is not only up to what we eat, but also how we live. So they are some lifestyle factors which are crucial to be healthy. First of it is stress. Many of us, we don't even realize how stressed we are, because we are living in such a busy times that we're just used to this state of the body. We maybe realize when we go for holidays and we just slow down and we actually think like, oh my God, I'm so lazy. But this is not lazy. This is our body in the relaxing state, which is working like 10 times slower than usually. It's hard to recognize that we are stressed, because this is just a normal state of our body. Here are some symptoms that may indicate that you are stressed. Like, for example, memory problem, inability to concentrate, poor judgment, anxiousness, aches and pain, diarrhea, constipation, chest pain, nausea, dizziness, frequent cold, moodiness, agitation, feeling overwhelmed, depression, smoking, drinking. If you suffer from one of more or more of those symptoms, this is a good indication that you are highly stressed. How to reduce stress? So, of course, we cannot avoid the stress in our life. There will be always something stressful happening. But what we can do is to control the way we react to stress. First of all, mindfulness, living in the moment and being in control of our thoughts. Basically, we shouldn't be worrying too much about the future or thinking about the problems from the past, because those are things that we have no control over. It has no sense to spend your energy on worrying about that. We should focus on what's happening here and now and on the problems that we actually can solve. and the things that we have no control over it, just let it go. I know it's difficult, but you need to realize that. What's the point of worrying about the things that we have no control over? Also, what I find very useful is to see the glass half full instead of half empty. From my own experience, I used to see the glass half empty and I was worrying and the problems were just growing bigger and bigger. But then I started to work on that, and each time something stressful happened to me, I tried to think about as many good and positive things in my life. So all the things that you are grateful for. Simple things like I have wonderful family, I have lovely friends, I'm going for holidays soon, I'm healthy, I have a full fridge. So those are things that we don't think about usually, but those are things that are positive, that we should be grateful for. And when you think about all these things, then the stressful thing or stressful event becomes so small, and it's only one comparing to all the million things that are very good and that we should be grateful for. So practice that. And each time you stress, upset, something bad happened to you, think about the good things or even write it. Adequate downtime is super important. Basically, the best way, during the day we are of course busy and we are working and there's lots of these stressful things happening, but in the evening try to spend minimum 2 to 3 hours for doing something relaxing or creative, like reading a book, going for a walk, taking a bath, and spend these few hours before you go to sleep on doing something what will take your mind away from all the stress and all the events from the day. Thanks to this, you will be able to relax and then to fall asleep easily and get a restful sleep. Sleep is extremely important, because if we don't sleep enough, this is a stress for our body. So do something what relaxes you and make time for it. So sometimes you probably feel, oh, it's a waste of time because I have so many things to do. But it is not true. If you don't get enough rest and if you don't get enough sleep, the day after you just feel tired and you do everything slower and you cannot think so bright. And if you rest and have a good night of sleep, the next day you have lots of energy and you are able to do much more in a much shorter time. They are also stress managing techniques like meditation, deep breathing, yoga, earthing, gratitude, which you may try for yourself, and they may be also very useful. They are also stress supporting nutrients, which will help you in a stressful period, like for example lemon balm, melissa, chamomile, L-theanine, which is found in green tea and in black tea, but green tea contains more of it. Lecithin, which is found in eggs and non-GMO soy. L-tryptophan, so this is found in turkey, beef, chicken, lamb, nuts, seeds, and of course magnesium, which is high in spinach, kale, nut seeds, avocado, and dark chocolate. So if you're going through a stressful period, you should make sure that you have loads of this in your diet. So the next thing important for our health is circulation. Here I have some symptoms indicating a poor circulation system. So this is numbness in the hands and feet, persistent fatigue and tiredness, sudden hair loss, skin discoloring, cold hands and feet, weak immune system, tightness or heaviness in the chest. Again, if those seems familiar, if you suffer from one or more of this, this is a good indication that your circulatory system is not working efficient. How can we improve our circulation? First of all, physical activity. Activity and movement can help increase the blood flow and oxygen flow to our body. And so why circulation is important? Because it brings all the nutrients and oxygen to our body that all our organs need. So it is important that circulation is working efficient. Sun exposure and nitric oxide rich vegetables like spinach and broccoli, those are helping to vasodilate the veins, so the blood flows quicker and the oxygen gets quicker to our organs. Cold thermogenesis, this is cold exposure, like a cold shower, ice bath, swim in a sea, or exercise outdoor. So all of those are very good for increasing our circulation. And not only, like, I'm such a big fan of a sea swim at the moment because it just makes me feel so great after. At the beginning, when I go to the water, it's like, oh, it's so cold, I don't want to do that. But then when you get to the water and you suddenly start to feel like your brain clears out and everything just works better. Better circulation, it's perfect for fat loss, great for immune system, for cognitive performance. Even a cold shower can bring you the same benefits. Avoid stress. What stress is doing is causing knots on our muscles, therefore the oxygen cannot flow to our organs. And of course, do not smoke, because smoking is blocking the arteries. Circulation supporting nutrients are arginine, which is found in sesame, peanut butter, liver and seafood, citrulline in watermelon, melon, cucumber, antioxidants in leafy greens, colorful vegetables, berries, cherries, citrus fruits, and omega-3 fatty acid, which is found in fish oil, oily fish, chia seeds and flax seeds. The next factor is blood sugar. So blood sugar imbalance can have a very bad effect on our overall health. It may lead to metabolic disease, which is related to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, type 2 diabetes, and basically it may affect all our body. So some symptoms of the high blood sugar is dry mouth, increased thirst, hunger, fatigue, confusion, nausea, abdominal pain, blurry vision, dizziness, headache, and of the low blood sugar, shakiness, heart racing, sweating, chills, anxiety, nausea, numbness, headaches, difficulty to concentrate, and confusion. So if those seems familiar, if you suffer from one or more of those symptoms, this is indicating that you have a problem with blood sugar balance. However, if we eat too many carbohydrates or if we eat too much and one meal, our blood sugar may spike. And when the blood sugar spikes, our body starts to store fat. After the blood sugar spikes, there's always a blood sugar drop. And when the blood sugar drops, our body burns muscles for energy. It holds on to fat, energy crashes, and we started experience cravings. So we don't want blood sugar spikes or blood sugar drops. How can we avoid that? How can we stabilize our blood sugar? First of all, substitute all the simple carbohydrates like bread, pasta, all the sugary drinks, sweets with the complex carbohydrates like vegetables, beans and legumes. Add a healthy protein or fat source to our meal because they will slow down the digestion of the carbohydrates. Therefore, they will balance the blood sugar level and the energy level. Healthy sleep wake cycle is very important because if we don't get enough of sleep, our body releases hormone called cortisol, and this is related to blood sugar imbalance. So how to get a healthy sleep wake cycle? In the morning when we wake up, the cortisol level should be a little bit higher because we need energy during the day to function, to work, and for all the daily duties. So can we do that? To spend as much time in the daylight as possible to make our body aware that now it's day and now we should be active and the cortisol can be a little bit higher. Then in the afternoon, the cortisol should naturally go down. So to help it to do that, then there's time for all the relaxing activities, to chill out in the evening and have some relaxed activities. Because in the evening, the melatonin, the sleep hormone, should kick up. Melatonin is released only when there's dark. So we should avoid all the electrical devices like laptops, phones, which are releasing all the blue light, because this is preventing our body from releasing melatonin. So we should make sure that there's dim light around the house, not bright light everywhere, and when we go to sleep, have the curtains on your window to let your body know that now it's night and now we should release melatonin, and then we can go to sleep. So yes, during the day as much time outside, and during the evening as little light as possible. Physical activity is also helping to stabilize blood sugar level, so we should do that daily as well. Blood sugar balancing nutrients. This is chromium, which is found in broccoli, mushroom, green beans, rice, vitamin B3 in asparagus, tomato, squash, magnesium, which is found in beans, nuts, and leafy greens. Cinnamon is very good for balancing your blood sugar level, and it's also naturally sweet, so it's a good way to add it to your coffee or to your porridge in the morning or to your smoothie. It's just perfect for balancing blood sugar level. And then L-carnitine and L-anilanin, which is found in beef, pork, turkey, chicken, tuna, and shrimp. This is the motivational part. Why is it worth to eat a healthy diet and live a healthy lifestyle? So I'd like to share with you my experience first, because I was not always a healthy person. My diet used to be crap and my health was even worse. And I suffered from so many things related to nutrients deficiency, joint pain, muscle pain, premenstrual symptoms, IBS, anxiety, mild depression. I just felt really crap. And I quickly realized that this is related to my diet and to my lifestyle. And I started to look for the ways how I could improve my diet and lifestyle. But all the information that I was able to find in the media is very confusing. So one day something that you eat is healthy and the second day it may kill you. So it was very difficult to figure out what's really good and what's not. And then I discovered Institute of Health Sciences when I was studying nutritional therapy, and over there I got to the source of the real knowledge, and I learned what's really good and what's really healthy and how the body is functioning. And as soon as I started study there, I started to change my diet. At the beginning I was really overwhelmed. I thought, oh my God, when will that finish? There's so many things I need to do. So I did that gradually, step by step. And after more or less 2-3 years, I realized all my symptoms disappeared. So that was like a miracle for me, because not only my body felt better, but also my mind. So I was not any longer anxious, I didn't have sleep problems, I just became healthy and happy person. And for all of you, it might seem that it is long time, 3 years to improve the health, but it was really worth it. And now I just continue because I feel so great and I don't ever want to feel like I felt before. So you can really become a different person, and it is so rewarding, it's so worth it, that if you get to that stage that you're feeling so good, you will never want to go back. Just want to share that with you, that you can really change your diet and your lifestyle and you can feel great, and this is really, really worth it. Why is it worth to eat a healthy diet? First of all, better health. So healthy eating is investment in our health and in the health of our family. Healthy food can help us to prevent disease and to extend our lifespan. So it's much better to invest in our healthy food now, even if it's a little bit maybe more expensive, but you save on all the medical bills and bills for your medication in the future. And also the life quality, if you have to extend it through medication, this is not what we want. So we should invest in our health now to benefit from it in the future, because food is the best medicine. Better life quality. While eating healthy, we have more energy to do the things that we love. So the nutrient kick will help us to be more productive, creative. It contributes to better cognitive performance, to better memory, better concentration, allowing us to be not only physically but also mentally active. Better mood, there is a direct link between brain and gut. Serotonin, the happy hormone, 70% of it is actually produced in our gut. So what we eat, it's directly affecting our mood. By eating healthy, we will feel more optimistic, enthusiastic, and just more happy. Better looks. So healthy eating helps us to look better inside out. Nutrients will improve the look of our skin, of our hair, of our hair, of our nails. Also, nutritious diet nutrients are well utilized in the body. So unlike eating the processed food, it will be used for the bodily function instead of being stored in a fat and making us look fat. And basically, healthy people full of energy just look more beautiful. No, that's true, isn't it? But the skin is more shiny and the hair look better. So that was my short motivational part. And so I just quickly summarize. Healthy eating and lifestyle is essential for our health and well-being. Nutrients deficiency might develop chronic illness. You can get more nutrients by eating a whole food, color food diet. To save time and money, plan your meals and cook in bulk. Learn to manage stress as an important factor of a health and well-being, support circulation to deliver nutrients and oxygen to your vital organs, realize the benefits of you can get from healthy eating, and make the right food choices because it's really, really worth it. Thank you.